Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. When we talk about climate change, we often think about the big issues, like sea levels rising or extreme weather. But climate change has small, intimate consequences too. It turns out our warming planet is even affecting the flavor of our wine. Here to tell us more are Amanda Levy and Olivia Spaulding from our Possibly team. We're ready to quit whining about climate change and get some answers. Welcome, Amanda and Olivia.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
What does climate change have to do with the flavor of wine?
To find out, we talked to Professor Gavin Sachs from Cornell's Department of Food Science. He says, in general, that climate change has two big impacts on the weather.
One is that you've got, on the average, warmer temperatures. And the other is you have less average. You have more variability, more extremes.
And those changes affect the way food grows, including the grapes for wine.
Okay, let's start with warmer temperatures. How does that affect wine grapes and how they taste?
Well, when the weather gets really hot, the grapes just stop ripening.
Will Segui, the general manager of Rivers Marie Winery in Napa Valley, California, describes it this way.
Once you get above 95 degrees, everything just goes on pause because it's just like, oh, I just went on vacation. I'm not doing anything today.
How does this affect the flavor of the wine?
Will says it makes the alcohol in the wine taste stronger than the grapes.
Tastes like you grab some grape juice and just poured some vodka in it.
Gross.
And that's not all. Remember how we talked about how climate change leads to more extreme weather?
In California's wine region, they're seeing more intense winds, which contributes to forest fires.
Gavin Sachs, the professor from Cornell's Department of Food Science, says those fires affect wine grapes too.
Grapes grown in the proximity of smoke can absorb smoky compounds into the grape, but later during fermentation, the yeast will release those and the resulting wine ends up smelling like an ashtray.
Will from the winery in Napa Valley says it tastes that way too.
Who put their cigarette butt in my bottle of wine?
Yuck. So what are wineries supposed to do?
Wineries are coping by creating more blended wines, where they will mix and match grapes to adjust for damaged flavor development.
You can recognize a blend by looking at the label. So instead of the name of the grape, like Merlot, it will say a region, like Napa Valley Red.
Few of us encounter polar bears struggling with climate change, but many of us like to enjoy a glass of wine. And when we do, we now have a firsthand taste of the impact of climate change.
Thanks for looking into this, Amanda and Olivia. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.